And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. On a bright sunny afternoon in Rosehaven, Long Island, Larry Noble and Claudia Vincent are lounging on deck chairs on the flagstone terrace back of the Noble's home. Mary, who is anything but happy with her new house guest, has gone away on a mysterious errand, and Larry and Claudia continue to talk.
Why do you frown so, Larry? Why are you so silent?
I was thinking about what you just said, Claudia.
About Mary?
Yes.
I'm sorry if I've said something wrong. I didn't mean it as criticism when I told you Mary resents me.
I don't know what made you say such a thing.
Because it's true. Mary doesn't want me to stay here.
Oh, you don't understand Mary at all. She's not a bit like that. She's the friendliest person in the world.
It doesn't change the fact that she's very much upset because you invited me here.
Well, don't you worry about that. Mary may seem a little on edge right now, but that's understandable, I think. After all, that was quite a workout the other day at Rupert's, you know.
Yes. Mary still believes I meant to shoot Rupert.
I don't think you can quite blame her for that, Claudia. She heard you two quarreling fiercely in the pantry. She heard you threaten him. And before she knew it, you'd pulled out a gun and fired two shots. That's enough to make anyone believe you meant business.
But Larry, surely you don't believe that I'd have shot Rupert.
To tell you the truth, Claudia, I don't know just what to believe about you. You're something of a puzzle to me.
That hurts. That hurts more than you know. You aren't ready to believe anything that I've told you.
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Well, you don't believe that Rupert Barlow did steal our family fortune, and that he's responsible for my mother's dying of a broken heart. Why, you think I'm an adventuress who's trying to get something for nothing, and that I've selected Rupert Barlow because I know how rich he is.
Oh, wait. You're jumping way ahead of the story. I didn't say anything about not believing you.
When you say that Mary was justified in grabbing me and knocking me off balance, well, that means just one thing. That you also think I meant to kill Rupert.
Claudia, you got this all backwards. Look at it from Mary's point of view. The bitter argument, the threat, the gun. Usually when anyone carries a gun, it's because they mean to use it, you know.
Very well, Larry. I didn't think you'd say that. You were so sweet and so understanding. Well, I thought at least one person in the world believed me, but now I see I was wrong. Well, I won't upset your home any longer, Larry. I swear I won't...
Now you're being hysterical. Suppose you listen to me for a minute. Do you think I'd have invited you to come back here with us when we left Rupert Barlow's place in Oyster Bay? If I thought you were dangerous? If I thought you were emotionally unbalanced in any way? Do you really? When you know how much I love my wife and my son?
But, Larry,
Of course I believe you.
Well, oh, Larry, then why did you say such horrid things to me?
I'm just trying to show you how your behavior might look to someone else.
To Mary?
All right, Mary.
But then she has spoken to you. She's told you to get me out of this house.
Oh, no, certainly not.
Larry, you've got to convince her. You've got to show how utterly mad it would have been for me to harm Rupert, perhaps to kill him. Why, that would have been the end to all my hopes for getting at least part of my own family fortune back.
Yes, I understand that, Claudia. No reason to be so vehement about it. You'll find that Mary is wonderfully fair, that she's kind and generous.
And jealous.
Mary jealous?
But of course, darling. I, for one, don't blame her. Well, if I were married to you, Larry, I promise you that I wouldn't want any other woman around, even if she were as ugly as sin.
Oh, well, thanks for the compliment.
But at the same time, if I were you, I'd keep a weather eye on that darling wife of yours.
What do you mean by that?
Rupert Barlow's a very great catch, Larry, and don't you forget it. He'd been able to turn most any woman's head just by noticing that she's alive.
I'm surprised to hear you say that, Claudia. It's rather a hateful insinuation.
Oh, darling, I don't mean it to be hateful. But you mustn't close your eyes to the facts. You know that Rupert's been making a big play for Mary. Well, you couldn't fail to know it. Even the gossip columns are full of it. All this Bermuda business. What do you make of that?
I don't think
I'm not saying your wife is in any way responsible. But I do think you ought to recognize the danger of such a man. Why, he thinks nothing of breaking up a family, wrecking a home. I ought to know.
Yes, I suppose you would.
Oh, Larry, now I've made you unhappy. And it was such a lovely afternoon.
No, I'm not unhappy. There's no reason why I should be. Aren't you getting the least bit hungry now?
Yes, that is if you are. Larry, Should I go inside and see what I can do?
No. No, Mary's arranged for lunch. I'll just go around here close to the kitchen window and call. Phoebe? Oh, Phoebe, would you bring our lunch outside now, please?
And at this same time, Mary Noble has just turned into the great sweeping driveway that leads to Rupert Barlow's magnificent country home in nearby Oyster Bay. As she stops the car on the blue stone drive close to the front door, she first hesitates a moment, the motor idling quietly, as she seems to make up her mind. Suddenly, she turns the key, opens the door at her side, slams it shut, and then crosses to the door of the great house.
Maybe I'm a fool to be doing this, but I've got to know. And there's only one way to find out. I didn't dare tell Larry. He wouldn't have approved. I know that. But just the same...
Oh, good afternoon, Mrs. Noble.
Victor, what... How you surprised me.
Yeah? You weren't expecting me?
Oh, it isn't that, Victor. I didn't know you'd return from Bermuda.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I'm back. Got back last night.
That's nice. Did you enjoy yourself in Bermuda, Victor?
Yeah, it was very nice. Of course, in some ways, it would have been better. For the boss, that is. If you know what I mean.
No, Victor, I don't. Is Mr. Barlow at home?
If you step inside, I'll see. As far as I know, he didn't leave the place.
If you can find him, would you ask him if he can spare me a few minutes?
I sure will, Mrs. Noble. You know good and well the boss is always at home to you. Just you go right inside and I'll see, can I locate him?
How I dislike that man with his sneering, insinuating manners. How Rupert can bear him around. But that's none of my business. Anyway, I'm over here without a word of warning. And after all that happened the last time, it would be only reasonable if Rupert sent back word he wasn't at home.
Mary, my dear... How perfectly wonderful. I had no idea that they was going to turn out like this.
Hello, Rupert. I must seem very presumptuous to come here after all that happened the last time.
My dear, how wrong you are. How terribly wrong. If you only knew how the sight of you cheers me. It's been the most wretched morning. I've been in a terrible mood. But now it's as though the sun had come shining through the clouds.
Now, Rupert.
Well, I know that's banal. I'm not good at poetic speeches. But believe me, Mary, it comes from the heart.
I took a chance that you'd be home and that you'd see me.
That I'd see you? Can you imagine any time that I wouldn't?
There's something I want to talk to you about, Rupert.
Well, of course, my dear. Anything at all. A cigarette?
No, thanks.
You comfortable there?
Yes, perfectly comfortable.
Good. Then suppose I settle down here and listen to your tale of woe. I take it you have a tale of woe. Your lovely forehead is all concern.
I don't quite know how to begin.
Let me help you. It's about Claudia, isn't it?
Partly.
Is she still a guest at your house?
Yes.
I see. That must make it rather awkward for you.
Rupert, it was my fault that we all got into such a tangle over here the other afternoon. You see, it was my idea to drive over.
Now, Mary, I won't have you blaming yourself.
But it's true.
And if you hadn't been here, do you realize that I might have been killed? You saved my life when you reached out and threw Claudia off her balance when she fired those shots at me.
Tell me something, Rupert, please. Do you actually think Claudia meant to harm you?
Mary, after all, what kind of a question is that? When an angry and hysterical young woman threatens to kill a person more than once, and finally pulls a loaded gun from her pocket and fires two shots, wouldn't you say that was more than just acting?
Rupert Barlow looks searchingly at Mary, and her face colors in a flush. How is this conversation to end? What will be accomplished? We'll be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.